I rolling?
Yes.
And what's today's date?
April 12th, I believe.
April 12th?
Yeah.
This is Easter Sunday.
Aye.
Swig of coffee here.
I'll just leave it roll.
Yeah.
Then I can edit on the computer later.
Right. Yeah. Can just leave it roll. That's cool.
I'm gonna put this just a little bit closer to you.
Live on the Slew Crew Productions.
Yeah, I got the big card in there. It can hold something like 8 hours.
And who are you? So we're speaking to an audience that's going to be listening to this worldwide.
Captain Madeline DeSade.
Captain Madeline
DeSade. At your disservice, Harg. I've asked you, Swab, what can I do you out of today?
Okay. Well, let's...
Here the illustrious Brian Slover on the Native American flute.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting right here. It's pretty cold, just frosted, and we're on the deck, and I'm in a kind of protected thing here. The wind's whipping up a little bit, and we'll play between the four-wheelers and the airplanes. You know, those seagulls were out there earlier. They sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, they recognized the minute I hit record, they decided to set up to see what was going on.
We'll get an eagle in here, start talking. That'd be cool, too. All right. Having trouble getting through that note right there. It doesn't take long for moisture to pick up. You gotta try to bust, get it, just, all of a sudden it just took my edge right out, you know.
Ooh.
It's like, yeah, when moisture picks up, and sometimes you can get through them. So for folks that are listening, that's the way it is, huh? Live. I was right on that note, and it also just flattened me right out, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sometimes you can get through it. You can feel it. You can feel the resistance. Mm-hmm. The note's starting to lose its edge, and you can bust through it. But I didn't want to get on it. I was in a soft zone. I'll be screaming later. No fear. We have another flute in the house. It's warm, and it's the big dog.
Yeah.
It's the one that'll make some noise. Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can get through some of this. You hear that? Is that flat spot? Uh-huh. Does it come off that? I really don't want to play. Come on. Yeah. I might be getting a little too much.
Humidity.
Well, it's cold. I mean, it really, when the cold air like this, it really affects it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really big time. Sometimes I can just pull some air back on it and just kind of buy myself some time. The longest I can play on one of these before it loads up with too much moisture seems to be about 30 minutes.
Hmm.
Conditions are ideal. When the colder it is, the worse it is.
Yeah.
Something dying.
No. I know it's his. He starts grinding. So that's going to be in the background now. We had a moment of silence there. It was nice, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
It was nice, see? Yeah.
Maybe he'll be done.
No, shortly. In between. I don't know. Yeah. Intermittent. I'm just glad no dog's barking. So that was fun.
He waited just long enough.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Rick. Thank you for cooperating. He's like, thank you. So, for now, folks, we'll just go ahead and we're going to end the session, and I'll make another pot of coffee and warm this flute up, and then we'll hit it again. Hopefully, we have the same kind of little window, huh?
I think we might be so lucky every once in a while.
I think so, too. All right. So,
let's do something Catholic and cross ourselves.
Don't need to do that.
I'm tapping fate. I want to see if one of my skin will catch on fire if I do that enough time.
Oh, please.
Okay, stop. Okay, it's continuing from where we left off.
Alrighty. So we're live?
We're live. I'll just check the level. Go ahead and hit me some notes and we'll see.
Alright.
I don't think we're overdriving.
Okay.
Looks good.
Alright, man. You're in the driver's seat. Is it picking up Rick's grinding in the background?
Slightly, but you'll right. drown him out when you play.
Oh, yeah, that. What you hear, folks, is our local MacGyver here on a pea grinder on a piece of steel.
Pneumatic powered thing. It'll run forever.
I wish you could vary that pitch a little bit, and I could play around it.
It is varying, but it's off key. Some feral child with a guitar with a whammy bar doesn't know what note to hit.
Hope these flags up here don't get to flopping. Is that breeze coming across the water right now? It's about to hit us. See that? Yeah. That's why I sit back here in the corner, like way back, like this. Even if it starts blowing, it's just so the air's so disturbed that it doesn't rob the flute. Once in a while, though, it'll grab you, you know. But I can't play in any wind whatsoever. It's just absolutely has to. It takes it right out. All right. So ready to rock and roll?
She's rolling.
I'm Everybody was cooperative.
Did that J kick in at that last thing?
Yeah,
he bought it. I was like, oh, good boy.
You know, this thing will run on batteries, and if you can think of locations, if you try locations with this flute somewhere and you find a real good acoustic, we can set up there with this thing. We don't need to be plugged into the wall.
All right, that's a distinct advantage.
Yes,
I was down on the beach here a couple weeks back, and the rollers are coming in, but the wind was right, and I was able to play loud, and I could play with the rollers. Whoa. I'm telling you, that's really a cool. They were powerful. Uh-huh. It sounded like a series of massive bass drums. They had a rhythm to them, but variable in their intensity. Mm-hmm. It all depends how steep the pitch was, you know, and the water come crashing down, and I could hear it rolling past me, going from my right past me like a train.
So you were playing with it.
I was playing with it, and it was quite powerful, because I was able to. The wind had been coming in, you know how the wind was blowing the night before, and the rollers just kept, but it's calmed down. So all those rollers were all that, you know.
We get a lot
before.
Out there on the spit.
Yeah.
You gotta drive out there sometime.
Well, give
me a call, and the weather seems about right.
Yeah.
We'll set up. Just right out there on the beach anywhere.
But the problem is this. Anywhere you got big rollers coming, you got wind going, I can't play in the wind. That was the unique part about this. I got up on that, I sat back on that memorial for that fella on that bench, right? And I got off the prevailing wind coming off the water just because of all that. And I was up on the upper lift of the cliff. So it wasn't disturbed. The airflow was disturbed right there, so it wasn't robbing my flute. And I could, it was powerful. And it's too bad. I looked around to see if anybody maybe pulled up, because I was in the zone with it. I mean, I had the dogs with me. They were all... They got done their yayas, right? So they were quiet. And I knew that if anybody approached, they'd light up. But they never lit up. So I was like, man, this people need to hear this. It was one of those moments. It was one of those yaha moments, you know? The dogs, I look her down, and the dogs are all surrounding me. They're all just looking at me. They all look like, we're on watch, Dad. We're on watch. I kid you not. It's true. Even Sadie. I took the whole crew out there, you know? I let them get their yayas out, and then they started playing, and they just sat around me and listened. All right, let's hit some more of this here. It wants to just suck the power right out of the flute, man. Like, I'm fighting it because I'm on a hard. I'm pushing that. You know, I'm pushing that pressure envelope in there, and anything comes along that grabs that, it's like all of a sudden losing. You can feel it. It's like losing the sail on the wind power in your sail.
Yeah,
I can feel it. It's pressure against. I'm pushing against this resistance here, and when the wind comes across, all of a sudden it just pulls it right out of it. It's like
it could do one of the two things. It could push back against you, or it could suck. Yeah. Hard against.
Yeah, and you can feel the difference in that pressure relief, and it just all of a sudden your edge, and you start losing your notes. Yeah, but we're holding back pretty good on this here. Inside. Come on, girl.
Probably.
Okay, go inside.
It's a little cooler than yesterday.
It's a snappy, isn't it? I know. It's like, are we ever going to get a cycle here where it doesn't freeze at night? When's that when's that completely?
July 4th, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Basically, Pam goes, oh, that sounded so nice and flowery and everything, right? Like, yeah, okay, da-da-da. But then sometimes you think about the injustice, something makes you angry, and something that's just wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it other than just suck it up. And you get on this thing here, basically, and I get into that mindset, and so I call it my ass-chewing songs, basically. I mean, that sounds brutal, but that's basically, it's almost like a cry against injustice. And I'll get into that mode, and She's like, can you hear the difference? You know, but she goes, that sounded so angry. And I said, it was that good. That was the intention. It's supposed to sound angry. You know, it was supposed to have the intense. I got the message across, didn't it? Because that's how I felt. I was angry at situations that you think about that you can do nothing about, and it's like, what do you do with that? And so there you go. I said, that's how I get it out. You know, I mean, is that or whip out my 45 and put a bunch of holes in a 55-gallon drum? what would you rather hear? You know, but I wonder sometimes. You
angry
know,
angry music is good.
Well, know. but it's you know, she goes, well, that's done in anger. Well, look at it this way. No, it's expressing an emotion in a healthy way.
You know, I once wanted to take an anger management course because I was so busy holding it in, I wasn't managing to get angry, and then I found out it meant something completely different. And I said, well, I don't need that.
Right.
I can manage to get angry without anybody's help. But when I play my guitar sometimes, you know, it sounds really angry.
It sounds...
And how people have referred to the musician, oh, he's making love to his guitar. And I said, well, you know what? Me and my guitar have a sadomasochistic relationship. And, you know, we slash at each other, we grab and claw and we bite. And, you know, and that comes across. So, like, yeah, you know, when we're playing anti-injustice, it sounds like we're taking on the gang.
Yeah.
And winning.
Yeah. Well,
and I play, and you can hear when I play like that, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got something to say.
It's like you're fighting for your life.
You know. Yeah. I mean, it's emotionally based. You know, man, this wind's really kicking up right now, Sadie. I don't know.
I think
how
we
ought
to just.
Yeah, I don't think I can really
continue some other time.
I don't think I can affect play. Let's see what you got. So, folks,
we won't be able to play this back until we plug it into something.
Well, we can plug it into the computer. The thing is,
you've got the right chords. I didn't bring the chords to plug it in.
Once again, for a live performance, here's Sadie Sin, fully prepared.
Yeah, sure.
with his headphones.
Well, I'm just here to capture material.
Yeah,
it's like taking pictures with a film camera. You know, you got to send it off to the lab before you can see the picture.
Well, my attitude is this: you ought to leave that piece of gear here.
No, I'm going to play with it tonight.
You want to drag it back and forth?
Oh yeah, I'm going to use it tonight. In fact, I'm going to transfer this stuff off of this card onto the computer. And then I'll send it to you online.
I bet you will. The whole thing, everything. Yeah, that's what I'm going.
Straight through without any
exactly. Time. So here, let's see if we can. Wind's dropping out. Let's use a little more to this. Here. Wind's dropping out.
I'm gonna do you both versions, the whole thing, and then cuts that you can upload.
Y'all, that is just went right. The note, I just lost the note.
Yeah, that's it shifted, but you were able to save it.
Yeah, well,
and use it.
I use it. I tried to push it through, but it's just like that's that moisture content. All of a sudden, you'll come off a step, and you'll come in that harmonic zone that moisture affects, and you won't know it until all of a sudden you're on it, and you realize, oh, the acoustics are gone.
I can't stand on this one.
Yeah, it's like trying to grab an air with a sail and there's no wind, you know, and then you're just pumping. Give me some wind, you know. Yeah. So look how much moisture blows through there.
Yeah.
And when you really crank hard, you put more moisture in it. It's just like using an electric battery. You turn the juice up, it's not going to last as long. You know, so if you sit back and just and play real light, then you're not throwing as much, you know, air through there, and hence on and on. So there you go. So folks, that's it, you know.
Yeah, we'll continue
another project. So this is
here we are on Brian's porch using the Zoom MRS-8 multi-track recorder, records on Secure Digital. It is an annoying thing to work with because everything is menu accessed. It does not give you just punch this and it starts rolling. You've got to access all kinds of parameters,
what he's
to get it to record one track.
What he's saying, folks, is he needs to read the directions. All right, cool. All right.
Okay. And on that note, we will sign off.
All right. Later, all.